Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend bets against your team, end the friendship. Or choose chill because you're drinking Coors Light with your buddy. Coors Light, choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
You're listening to the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
Welcome to the Morning Skate Show. We're at Sharks Ice at San Jose, and the players are all enthused after two consecutive wins and another opportunity to officially go on a roll if they beat the Chicago Blackhawks tonight. And Drew, the reason why I say that is because this comes from the movie Slapshot. You can't be on a roll until you win three games in a row. Is that the standard term?
Yeah, without a doubt. You won a couple in a row. You're not on a roll yet. They win tonight, and they're officially on a roll. And to be honest, the last couple games they played pretty darn well. Well, parts of the Utah game, but a pretty strong game against LA.
It's kind of funny because they came back with a remarkable victory in Utah, but they followed that up by scoring the first goal, which was a great step forward. And then they played a really good defensive game. I credit Vitek Vanacek a lot for some solid goaltending in the second period especially. But also, I think it was an interesting night for the Sharks' defense. Cody Ceci, 24-plus minutes. And also Jake Walman, two consecutive games with 3 points, which is really something. But now the defense of the Sharks is going to look a little different. Maybe not for tonight's game, but in the very near future. As Matt Benning, with a couple of draft picks, was shipped off to the Toronto Maple Leafs in exchange for Timothy Liljegren, who's got another year left on his contract before he's an unrestricted free agent. He's 25 years old. The Sharks gained 5 years on Matt Benning, who's 30. First of all, Matt Benning, what a great citizen, what an unbelievable individual, and wish him the very best with the Toronto Maple Leafs. I think he's going to help them, too, with their depth. But Liljegren wasn't playing, and he's a guy that's starting to push for ice time. So I think for them getting a high draft pick back, plus another draft pick in 26, it's probably a good deal for Toronto in that sense to get some salary cap room. And for the Sharks, they really have just upgraded their defense. This guy's a right-handed shot. He's a really good player.
Very good player. Wasn't getting, as you mentioned, a lot of ice time. Wanted more ice time. We'll get it here with the Sharks. He is a very good player. The defense has been upgraded without a doubt. The other aspect of that is that he's going to come here and he's got Swedish compatriots. You know, he had Nylander in Toronto, and Nylander said, "I'm really going to miss him. He's a great guy, and he's going to flourish with the San Jose Sharks." That was earlier yesterday. And also Shakir Mukhmudulin is back playing, so some things are looking up for the San Jose Sharks. But their D have played very well, led by Ceci and Walman.
By the way, I want to talk about Mukhmudulin because you broadcast the game last night on the Sharks Audio Network with the San Jose Barracuda strolling to a 5-1 win over Coachella Valley. It wasn't as easy as it looked, given the way they played, but still, they're finding ways to win even when they don't play well.
Yeah, they really are. In fact, I was really impressed with Coachella, how they just kept pressuring and pressuring and pressuring. But the Barracuda are fast. They're very opportunistic. When they get the puck near the net, chances are it's going in. They're very good at creating offense. Johnny McCarthy wants them to be more consistent with their pressure, but overall, another 5-1 win, or a 5-1 win, and they've now won five in a row. That is officially a roll.
That is a roll. And how about Colin Graf? He's right near the top of the American Hockey League in scoring. Scored his third goal of the season in the game last night. And Yaroslav Askarov getting his first assist. But even more important than that, he looks lights out in the net.
He's so good. Athletic, quick, aggressive, calm. It's fun to watch him play.
So now here we are, Sharks and the Blackhawks. It should have been Bedard versus Celebrini. Kind of interesting. Macklin Celebrini's on the ice this morning, which is really good news. Not ready to go just yet. It's going to be a few days. But still, he's getting closer to playing. And that's big, big stuff for the San Jose Sharks.
He also got a haircut like Will Smith. I'm not sure if it's like Will Smith, but it's certainly shorter. You look at the helmet, can't see it flowing. So He's a new man. He's ready to go. And they're taking their time, which is the right thing. Yeah, I know it's frustrating. It's frustrating for all of us who are cheering for the San Jose Sharks and want them to win, because Macklin will help them get there at that point. But I think caution at this young man's early stage of his NHL career, the start of his NHL career, is the right way to go. And you've got to be able to trust the people who are managing this, considering Rick Celebrini and who he is, and Mike Potenza and who he is, and their relationship, and the great medical staff we have. Best thing is, not until he's absolutely 100% do you put him out.
Absolutely. There's no reason to rush that back. The San Jose Sharks are where they are. They're building themselves back to prominence in the NHL. It's not like they're pushing right now for first place overall in the NHL or anything like that. So it's an 82-game season. There's plenty of time. And in a way, that's a good way to have load management anyway with Celebrini and not kind of fall victim to the temptation to overuse him when you maybe might be better off letting him watch. And he's been watching a lot. Will Smith also... load management, and every time he comes back, in my opinion, he's looked a little bit better, and I think that watching has actually helped.
It should, if you're watching the right things and you're actually watching and engaged, and it looks like Will has. I thought Will had some good moments last time. The big thing with Will is think and act quicker, and you can't glide in the National Hockey League. You've got to get your feet moving. That's one thing for me. I want to see him take more hard strides.
I just thought of this. This is a phrase that's often used in the political sphere. Think globally, act locally. Might be a good thing for Will Smith to do.
You're going to have to explain that one to me, Danny, as far as how that works on the ice.
Well, basically, you're thinking about the big picture of where your career is going, but you're acting locally for what's going on today.
All right. I'll let you have that one. That was okay. I got nothing after that, pal.
Let's talk about another kid that I thought was great last game, and that was, of course, Ethan Cardwell. His first National Hockey League game, did a lot of really good things. The one thing he probably regrets is not shooting on the 3-on-1, but so what? He's trying to do what great young players do that are good team guys, get the puck to a teammate and do the right thing. And you know what? I thought that in the defensive zone he was good.
He was, and he is good in the defensive zone. You and I are going to argue about that later off the record on what a good team guy is when it comes to 3-on-1s. But anyway.
No. I agree with you about he should have shot the puck.
I'm on record last year and this year. I absolutely love Ethan Cardwell. But when you have that opportunity, a 3-on-1, you've got to put the puck on the net.
Well, and this is the other thing. When you're in the NHL, you have a chance like that. You got to take it, because if you don't take it, you're going to pay for it later.
But we see it all the time with the guys. Not only this team, we see it all the time in the National Hockey League. The refusal to shoot or shoot too late and not recognize if guys are driving the net, to put the puck on the net off the goalie's pads. Last night in the Barracuda game, they had a 3-on-1. No shot.
Why?
Tic-tac-toe. Let's make it real pretty. Let's pass the puck into the net. Directness is the best method.
I agree with that 100%. And by the way, just in case you're wondering, folks, there's an election coming up in a couple of days, and Drew and I are both running for the office of president of the Ethan Cardwell Fan Club, because we both really appreciate him, both as a hockey player, but also as a person. I think he's got a great future.
Yeah, he absolutely does. A great young man. We talked to him after the game last night, and his attitude is 100% exactly what you want.
So let's talk about the Chicago Blackhawks. Ryan Donato is on a nice little streak. He's got goals in consecutive games. He was talking to me yesterday. I went to their practice and watched them, and he said, it's really unfair to compare where the Blackhawks are now to where he was when he played for the San Jose Sharks. And the reason why is because the year that he was here was the COVID year. Right. So there were a lot of things that were out of sorts that season, but he said, the one thing that's similar is that there are veteran players that are trying to work with young, up-and-coming superstars, one of them who probably already is, and Connor Bedard. But, I think that this is a really interesting measuring stick tonight. Sharks were not at their best when they were in Chicago. In fact, they were almost at their worst in that game. But right now, they have a real chance to go on a major role.
Nick Foligno, Seth Jones, Taylor Hall, some of the veterans they brought in to work with the young guys. They're a little bit ahead of the San Jose Sharks as far as trying to rebuild, with maybe the exception this year that Mike Greer has made some giant steps. But this is going to be a game where the Sharks have to be much better than they were in Chicago.
Scott Hannon is with me on the call tonight on the Sharks Audio Network. We're on the airwaves at 7 o'clock, Sharks and the Blackhawks on this happy Halloween. That's it for the Morning Skate today.
Yeah. You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.